Radio's group chat.
My favorite thing is
if you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat
with Valerie McHugh.
You talking about it?
Today on iRadio's group chat, we're talking about an event that's bringing together some of Ireland's biggest online creators, all for an incredible cause. Gaelic for Good was founded by Simon Healy Edwards following their recovery from a life-changing car accident in 2022 that left him with a traumatic brain injury. What started as a way to turn a difficult experience into something positive has grown into a unique charity event celebrating community, Gaelic football and giving back. Joining me today are the founder of Gaelic for Good, Simon Healy Edwards, and team captain and content creator, Ryan Marr. Guys, thanks so much for joining me this evening on iRadio's group chat. Simon, first of all, can you tell us the story behind Gaelic for Good? What inspired you to create it after everything that you went through in 2022?
Well, I suppose for myself, I was back in 2022, I had the crash. I was coming up from Tipperary. Horse came out into DMH and I was left with a brain injury. So I was there in CUH, I was left in a coma. And I wasn't really expected to be walking or talking to yourselves or being on iRadio, so it's absolutely a pleasure to be here. But I suppose I kind of had to learn, you know, that I had to be a lot better for my family, to people, and actually do a wee bit of good, because it's so easy how that could happen. So I suppose the idea for Gaelic for Good really came from the fact that I'm a Mayo man. We just won over the weekend. It was absolutely brilliant. And it's something, Gaelic football has always been something that's been instilled in Mayo. So I used to do a wee bit of the TikTok ages ago. So it was combining the few together, asking people like Ryan here. So yeah, that's kind of how that happened.
For the record, I'm also a Mayo woman, so I know the excitement that's been going on the last couple of days. I'm sure the listeners are sick of me talking about it, but it's amazing. And Gaelic is such a big part of the county spirit, for sure. Did you ever expect it to grow into what it's grown into now? I mean, it went from one idea into more than 80 creators now from across Ireland taking part.
No, it is. It's absolutely mad. The way we were kind of thinking of is we can limit the panel down to around 42 teams, but it's not that really fair on a lot of people who were asking ourselves to say, look, we're really interested in this idea. So the way we're kind of devising how that match is going to work is it's going to be a game of two halves. It's going to be a longer format than the standard 70 minutes in intercounty. It'd be around 80 to 90 minutes. So everyone gets equal or enough game time. And yeah, that's kind of really how it's going. And we're so, so thankful to absolutely everyone who's on board.
Ryan, you're obviously on board. That's why you're here to chat with me as well today. What made you want to get involved? What does it mean to you to captain as well one of the teams this year?
Well, I think I don't think you picked me based off my ability alone. I'm a bit rusty in Gaelic. I think there was more everything else I can bring, like kind of like energy and stuff. And obviously know that it's not just a team where that I am captaining, but the whole event, everyone's a team, even the everyone that shows up, even everyone that supports. So I think it's more the energy for everyone and for all the causes as well, and like that you get a kick about as well. But I think it's definitely like arriving at the event, like the energy in the dressing room and stuff like that. I think I've been to many charity matches. This is the first ever Gaelic one, and they're great crack. And I think I know what kind of is going through everyone's head. Like a lot of people are quite scared before going onto a pitch, because everyone's like a fish out of water. So I think me being captain, having that bit of experience when it comes to that, works not just only my Gaelic ability, but I think based off of that alone, it's special.
You were a good pick.
Yeah, I was already probably like second choice. I was like,
no,
you couldn't get the other big lads
involved. One of the most unique parts of this is that every player is representing a different charity, one that's personally very meaningful to them. Why was that such an important part of this concept?
Now, for ourselves, it was back in the planning. It was actually Jake. He's one of the members there. He has suggested it. I never thought about doing that idea at all. I was just saying, look, there's a few charities I like, we'll shortlist them. And there was just that many charities on that list. It wasn't fair to be like, well, we'll just do X, Y, or Z. So it's a lot nicer for the people to actually say, right, well, this charity has helped me in this life. Maybe I was going through something, or, you know, maybe it's just something I personally just like, you know. It's a lot nicer and people are more inclined to be more up for it than just whatever's pre-assigned to them.
Yeah, I understand. Ryan, what's your chosen charity actually?
Myself and Shauna, my girlfriend, picked Dogs Trust.
Oh, lovely.
Because it's quite local to us, and we've rescued a few dogs in the past, and we've been in a place where they've seen all the work they've done, so we thought it'd be nice to
give back.
I kind of show for them. I think that's the thing as well. I think every player is like playing for, like, not just themselves on the day, but showing for someone else. And I think when you have that kind of edge where you're, it's kind of local to you or just a bit personal to you, it's like you give a bit more, not on the pitch, but just around the event in general, like maybe on socials, maybe on just that extra bit of edge. I think it's the first charity match I've seen do something like this, where it's an individual player. So I think it's very special.
This year's lineup, of course, has Fitzy as well. People are going to be very familiar with him from Love Island over the last couple of months. How important is it to have people like him involved to bring even more attention to an event like this and to the charities?
100%. The likes with Fitzy, Sean there, he's a staple in the GA anyways for Galway. You know, he was number three. You can love him, hate him from being from Mayo, but he is absolutely brilliant. Alone, his first post out from the Villa was ourselves, which was absolutely brilliant. That garnered, I think it's on, I could be wrong, I could be mistaken, but it's over 4 million.
Wow.
And about 50,000 votes or up likes and all that cracking. But with him, no, he's absolutely brilliant. That man is very down to earth. There's a lot of people around, but he went into Love Island. He says, wait, I know I have to do this charity match. I could easily go off and go on a brand deal and do X, Y, Z. No, he came back. He came back to us. He's been very loyal and he's been very, very helpful.
Yeah, he was on board before going to Love Island. I bumped off him in the shopping centre in Dublin. And I think he was getting close to Love Island because I asked him, are you going to the gala? And he kind of leaked it to me being like, nah, I'm just picking up clothes for Love Island. And I like wished him good luck and stuff. And we knew him from like a few training sessions and stuff like that. So he's always on board anyways. And I even said to you, when he came out of the Villa and his first post back was, oh, Gaelic match happened on the 8th. Without having like, just did that himself. I was like, he is mental. And that just shows you how up for Gaelic he is. Like that's not a thing of like, that was just him excited for the event still after the summer he's had. Yeah. After finding love, he's still like, maybe Gaelic is a sports love. Maybe Gaelic is a sports love. Maybe
Lola doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, he realized that.
We joke.
Football is where his goal is at. But he's like, that's so sound. Like, and I think that's just him. Like, and then obviously then I think as well, he's been putting Gaelic on the map in like the UK, for example, as well. He's been a spokesperson for that. You know, he's getting noise on it worldwide, not just in Ireland. So I think the event as well is also crossover, which might ease people into Gaelic as well.
100%.
You're bringing together so many big personalities into one place, influencers, creators, athletes, personalities of all caliber. They wouldn't normally share the same pitch. What is the atmosphere like behind the scenes? Like, is it competitive or is it just everybody having the crack?
It's a bit of crack, to be honest with you.
No, as the captain, I'm saying yes. We still want to have like an entertaining match, and I think that's one of the big things as well in charity matches. It's very easy that people feel like they're not a part of it, especially on the pitch if people go gung ho. But I think it's good that if we kind of nullify based on ability alone. For example, Fitzy's good in the ball. Then we have a player there who's also good in the ball. They match up on the pitch, and then two people who haven't got experience are kind of matched up together. And I think that's a good way of doing it. Because I could grab the ball and run through people who have never played Gaelic. It's no fun there. It's not fun to watch. But I think that it's either one or the other. I think the people who are on board with experience understand their role on the day. And then maybe take the foot off the gas a bit. And it's roll on, roll off as well, which is good. But there's people who haven't even like sold the ball before.
Yeah.
So we might be a bit lenient with some steps on the day for them.
and the hand passing.
But then rules then apply to like, obviously, you're
the likes of yourselves, the lads that are actually a little bit professional in this area, understandably. Yeah. What do you hope people take away from the day beyond the football itself?
Behind the football, it is kind of going back to what Ryan said. Gaelic football as it is, I suppose Ireland as a community, we're always kind of community minded. And just with the GAA World Games there, that was in Waterford, they were brilliant. It actually kind of shows that Gaelic football has a very wide interest other than just Ireland, and it's something that can be largely, largely promoted. You know, you have your Leicester England, you have London GA, you have over in America, you have Chicago, New York, but it's other parts of the world I've never, you know, really played. A lot of people's audiences now with their, a lot of the creators we have, obviously they have an Irish audience, that's to be given. But a lot of them have niche audiences too, do you know? You can have different parts of the world. I know there's one of them playing who has an audience out in France, do you know? That's something that can be explored and then GA to be promoted to that.
Yeah, and the charities as well. For people listening who want to support Gaelic for Good, what's the best way to get involved? Can people come along on the day, donate, or can they support online as well?
100%. So on the day, we have tickets available on our website. It's just gaelicforgood.ie. And you'll see a link to the tickets. You'll see also a link to the GoFundMe. We're partnering with GRG Sports, who are Mayo based, and they're selling jerseys, and all the profits too, that goes towards all the causes. So yeah, there's multiple ways to get involved. Again, on the day, you can get your tickets in advance, or you can just show up on the day and we'll have tickets there. So yeah.
What are your long-term ambitions for Gaelic for Good? Do you think beyond the event itself? Are you already thinking years down the line?
Yeah, I suppose for ourselves, we are looking at going more in towards the event side of things. What the plan we have next year is the G4G Charity Awards. So that would be taking place sometime in around the April time. But that kind of just recognizes people in your own sun heroes, you know, your groundskeeper. We're actually in Peregrines at the moment where the event is taking place. But outside is your groundskeeper. No one's around him. He's just doing it by himself. It's people like that that deserve to be kind of recognized. And then it's also your charities. A lot of the charities we have, obviously we have our bigger charities, but we also have a lot of small charities people haven't really heard of. It's given them a bit of a platform actually and a nice night out rather than just, you know.
Yeah, and I also think it's not a thing of like when the event's done, it's like that's it done. Like we know for ourselves, I even said to him, he has to be ready for like when the event's done, everyone's going to be making videos, yeah, making TikTok, socials, highlights, people collabing that have never collabed before. Like there's people that I know through online space that I haven't met in person. That's like a big day for us as well. So then the 2 weeks afterwards, you're going to have this surge of online stuff towards Gaelic for Good, you know? Maybe some that maybe get more eyes on it on that than beforehand. So then that also sets up then any future events, and then you can kind of go from there.
Which is really important. Give a shout out to your socials there as well, so people can find you online.
You can go for a swing.
I will go Gaelic for Good.
I will go Gaelic for Good.
Good, has everyone there like Gaelic for Good. You'll have those a lot of collab posts between everyone getting involved, and you can kind of do your deep dive in there. But Gaelic for Good is kind of like home base.
It is. So you'll see us on the Instagram. You see us on the old TikToks. We have a YouTube coming out, so you'll see all the actual full match highlights from that and all the stuff. But yeah, and that's obviously Ryan Maher. So you'll find him kind of everywhere. You see him on Instagram. Also, we have Shauna with us sitting in the corner. We'll give a shout out, Shauna. Want to give a shout out?
Delighted to have more than just one of you on the call. It's always great when you get a real feel for an event. I can tell there's going to be such buzz. Can't wait to see how it goes. Thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat to tell me all about it.
Thank you so much.
iRadio's group chat. My favorite thing is if you're talking about it, we're talking about it
on iRadio's group chat
with Valerie McHugh. Keep talking about it.